You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
New lifestyles develop in each generation. Did you know that one of the newest and most rapidly emerging lifestyles may well destroy our entire nation?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, help us each day to lead a life pleasing to you. Forgive us when we stumble. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to recognize and desire you and your holy will. Remind us constantly of your grace found in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. Send your Holy Spirit to all who are listening to this broadcast today, that they may hear your word and by your power, respond to it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. One of the fastest growing crimes in the United States today is shoplifting. It is estimated that during the past year, the cost of stolen goods plus the expense of trying to control this crime reached a staggering $26 billion. To make matters worse, reliable statistics indicate that this despicable crime is increasing at the unbelievable rate of at least 10% each year. According to the director of a large security company, outright stealing from merchants has become so widespread that during the holiday season, people of all ages and both sexes nearly steal shopkeepers blind. For many years, shoplifting was considered the work of a select group of people having a psychological impulse for practicing thievery. This is no longer true. After extensive study by the Chamber of Commerce of one of America's largest cities, it was learned that only an extremely small percentage of shoplifters are kleptomaniacs. The majority of people involved in this type of public stealing are children, teenagers, and parents. Individuals considered citizens of good standing in their community. Another tragic fact, unknown for some time, is that store employees are frequently involved. For each dollar's worth of goods stolen by public offenders, three times that amount is ripped off by employees. So severe is the effect of shoplifting on our economy that it has been estimated that if it could be stopped, prices in many stores would be cut 20 to 25%. Our generation is not the first to experience a growing epidemic of stealing and thievery of all types and at all levels. Centuries before Jesus was born, when Rome was being founded, the prophet Hosea was sent by God to speak against a great epidemic of outright stealing, along with numerous other types of crime. The people in Hosea's day were turning to false gods. This reversion to paganism brought sexual degradation and a general breakdown of morality. In many respects, the problem in Hosea's day was similar to that of today. Hosea warned, "The Lord has a quarrel with the people living in the land, because nobody in the land is faithful and kind or knows God. There is swearing and lying, murder, stealing, and adultery. People break the law, and one bloody crime follows another." Through Hosea, God warned his people that through this type of lifestyle, they would bring swift destruction upon themselves. He extended his grace, his mercy, and his love, but the people only looked the other way. They were enjoying what they were doing. This same thing is happening today. As people live in disobedience and rebellion toward God, our Lord is extending his mercy and withholding his wrath and justice for a while. The Holy Scriptures declare that the Lord is not willing that any should perish. As you listen to this broadcast today, your Father in heaven is concerned about you, the life you are living, and the many temptations that you are facing. Stealing today has taken on many sophisticated forms. The number of phony insurance claims received by insurance companies last year spiraled to an all-time high. Newspapers recently carried extensive stories of healthy and able-bodied individuals on welfare rolls. Thousands are receiving welfare checks in addition to payments they receive from full-time jobs. The problem of more and more citizens hiding some of their income and taxable property is becoming a major concern for government at all levels. Over 350,000 individuals have no intention of repaying government loans they received while attending college. Even though much of this activity goes undetected, these practices are examples of outright stealing. They are clear examples of direct violations of one of the Ten Commandments of our Lord when he says, "Thou shalt not steal." It must now be said that stealing in all of its many forms is definitely emerging as one of the newest lifestyles. Since most people practice it in one form or another, it has become an accepted way of life. The seriousness of this problem cannot be overestimated. The future of our country may well depend on whether or not we are willing to recognize and repent of this terrible sin. Whether or not we are willing to begin to restore a sense of what is right and to denounce those things which are wrong. Even atheists realize that gross immorality and unrighteousness is the last step before chaos and the downfall of a nation. The future of our nation depends on the moral backbone of its citizens. Even non-Christian societies understand the need for morality to hold their social structure together. So important is godly righteousness and morality that one of our nation's leading accountants for public interest recently stated, "More people than ever before are trying to beat the system." He continued by saying, "Once voluntary compliance breaks down, it is the beginning of the end." The size and rapid growth of this terrifying trend of cheating and stealing was recently revealed in a special article in Newsweek magazine. This article pointed out that so many people are cheating on their income tax that if they would have paid what they owed last year alone, our $48 billion budget deficit could have been nearly wiped out. According to the IRS, $18 billion in bank interest and stock dividends goes unreported each year. In addition, the government receives no taxes from more than $12 billion of income from moonlighting. As you listen to this broadcast, your reaction may be, "So what? Why make such an issue out of all of this? We have always had some corruption." You are correct. Every country has a certain amount of corruption. However, when this corruption spreads like cancer among the citizens of the country and is taken up as an accepted lifestyle, the nation itself stands on the brink of its own destruction. An accountant in one of our large cities recently stated that he has been keeping the accounts of over 700 local businessmen and that all but four cheat on their income tax returns. Imagine, out of 700, only 4 did not outright steal. When the prophet Hosea warned the people centuries ago, he faced a situation very similar to that of our day. Dr. Theodore Leitch, who studied the life and times of the prophet Hosea, said, when Hosea began to warn the people of their growing immorality and stealing, there was no indication that the end of their nation was so near and so rapidly approaching. Hosea went forth, preaching the message of repentance, and urged his people to turn back to God before it was too late. They were so involved in their ungodly living that they were totally uninterested. Out of his love and grace, God pleaded with the people. He extended his love and mercy. He did everything he could, short of forcing those he loved. And yet, they remained totally indifferent. Our Lord is extending this same love to us today. He sees the life we live. He is fully knowledgeable of every aspect of our personal lives. He is calling us. He is calling you to a life of daily repentance. Through his living word, he reminds us that all types of stealing, cheating, and false dealing in any way whatsoever are wrong in his sight. As the living Lord spoke through Hosea, he also speaks through his living word today when he says, return to the Lord your God. Because of your own sins you have fallen. Take with you something to say and return to the Lord. Ask him, forgive all wrong. To all who are sorry for their life of sin and disobedience, our Lord says, I will heal their unfaithfulness. God is a God of justice and righteousness. He is also a God of long-suffering and mercy. He is pleading with you today to accept his love and grace. It is my sincere hope and prayer that you will come to know the God of mercy and the God of grace. A Lord who is willing to forgive all sins, no matter how bad they are. Let the Lord direct your ways. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he will grant you total and complete forgiveness. He will also assure you of eternal salvation. The Bible contains a beautiful story of how Jesus forgave the sins of a man who was stealing from other people through collecting taxes. The man's name was Zacchaeus. He had become rich through extortion. He was also like many people today. His sins bothered him. Deep in his heart, he was searching for relief from his guilty conscience. When Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus knew he was speaking to his Lord. He immediately confessed his sins and pledged to repay everything he had dishonestly taken. When Jesus heard the sincere words of repentance, he said, this day is salvation come to this house. Just as Jesus forgave the sins of Zacchaeus, he also has the power to forgive your sins. He has the power to give you a new conscience. And through faith in him, you can receive the strength needed to resist the devil the next time he tempts you to cheat or to steal. One of the primary reasons that crime was so rampant in Hosea's day was that the priests and clergymen said nothing. They failed to warn the people. It is the same today. Crime, even secret stealing, is on the increase. Yet many clergymen are strangely silent. According to recent newspaper reports, even some of them are involved. The Holy Scriptures clearly teach that all spiritual leaders who fail to point out sin will be held accountable on the final day. Through his servant Hosea, our Lord said, my dispute is with you, O priest. You stumble during the day, and the prophet also stumbles with you at night. Ignorance destroys my people. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, so that you will not be my priest. You forget the law of your God, and I too will forget your children. When we read and hear of crime, stealing, and corruption, it is easy to say that everyone else is doing it. This makes us feel more comfortable. It is convenient to say, oh, how bad the world is getting today. But God is not speaking about someone else's sins. He is speaking to you about your sins, about your cheating on your income tax, and about your getting some things dishonestly from friends or members of your family, from your involvement in an estate settlement which was not honest, for your purchase of a home, a car, a farm, or a business, where the deal was in any way whatsoever shady. These sins have the power to condemn you to the depths of hell eternally. And they will, unless you repent. If you have been bothered by sins you have committed in the past, don't despair. While all of us, including myself, deserve to be eternally rejected by God, He has made other plans. When Jesus died on the cross, His blood paid for our sins of stealing, cheating, on income tax, and any other type of false dealing. The penalty had to be paid, and Jesus paid it. The benefits of His death are now available to you and to me. By confessing our sins to our Heavenly Father and placing our complete confidence in what Jesus did on the cross, we can be absolutely sure of complete and total forgiveness. Our Lord expects us to turn from our sins. Ask Him to send His Holy Spirit to strengthen you so that you can fight off the temptations of the devil in the coming days. Through the living word of the prophet Hosea, your Heavenly Father is speaking to you today when He says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. It is my sincere hope and prayer that you will not accept stealing, cheating, and any type of false dealing as a new lifestyle. Pray to God that through His grace we might be saved from the eternal punishment of our sins, and that our nation would be spared from its own swift destruction. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, as you reminded the people in Hosea's day, so also send to our nation your gracious warning. Empower the preachers of your word to speak your will with confidence and unwavering courage. Send your Holy Spirit among the people so that they may be convicted of their sin, that they repent of their wrongdoing, and that they return to you. Send your healing hand to all who are listening to this broadcast today. Restore them and assure them of your eternal love. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.